Carriers Podcast, episode 010. I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay, general manager of Buckman Newspapers, and I'm the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week, and folks, we have made it. We have made it to episode 10 of the podcast. I am so excited it's made it this far. I've been able to commit to it. I hope many more episodes come, and it's pretty soon having some special guests. I actually talked to someone last week at the basketball games about him coming on and just kind of sharing his story and what he does. So not going to say who it is, but I've been in talks with a few people about coming on and just letting them share their story and things like that. Well, if you haven't picked up a paper this week, I suggest that you do. We had a couple of crime stories on the front page this week, and we also had, as I'm flipping the paper over, you probably heard that, and we also had a couple of more stories. West Jasper school teachers, they were recognized for students scoring above and beyond on their state test, and we also had a Jasper County student. She got to go to National 4-H Congress. She attended that in Atlanta, Georgia. But our two biggest stories from this week, they feature crime stories. And the first one that I'm going to talk about is a dispute escalated to a shooting in the Lewin community last Tuesday. Of course, I was gone up to Jackson for the state semifinal games all day, but I did speak to the sheriff, and he informed me about this shooting that escalated. Of course, there was no threat to the community or anything like that, but he did inform me about the shooting. So apparently what happened, and I'm just going to quote the sheriff here, Jasper County Sheriff Randy Johnson. He said, "We received a call about a man being shot at his residence in the Lewin community. The victim was identified as Mr. James Ross, and we discovered he had been shot once in the upper abdomen." Randy Johnson went on to discuss the incident. He said that the wound was serious but not life-threatening to Ross, and he was transferred by helicopter to UMC in Jackson, Mississippi. They later found the suspect, Mr. Zaylen Horn, who's 23 years old. He was arrested at a nearby residence, and he was charged with aggravated assault. According to Johnson, his bond was set at $75,000 last week. Johnson also stated that the incidents had stemmed from an ongoing argument and had escalated to a shooting incident. He didn't go into details on what the initial argument was about, but he said that it did just stem from an argument that escalated into somebody getting shot, unfortunately. And as of right now, the charge is aggravated assault. Well, the other crime story, which kind of made me laugh in a way, I'm going to be honest with everybody here, kind of made me laugh whenever I saw the picture. I spoke with Bay Springs Police Chief Daniel Gilmore, and he sent me the photo, and he said, "See if you could tell anything wrong with this money sitting on the table." And there was several $100 bills sitting on the table along with other items. And if you look at our paper and you look really close, you'll see on the $100 bills that is sitting there, you will see it says copy money. And apparently Bay Springs police officers, they were working at a police checkpoint on Highway 18 on Friday night. And a driver by the name of Christopher Clayton pulled up at the checkpoint. Officers immediately smelled the scent of marijuana. And whenever they looked in the driver's seat where Mr. Clayton was sitting, they saw that marijuana was in his lap. So it was pretty evident that the drugs were in the car. Chief Gilmore was quoted as saying this. He said, "Officers had a checkpoint at Highway 18, where at approximately 10 p.m., they came across a vehicle driven by Mr. Clayton. When they came up to the window, they noticed the scent of marijuana and immediately noticed that he had marijuana in his lap in plain sight." So they ended up finding, of course, marijuana. They found baggies. They found a set of scales. They also found prescription pills. And they also found, as I'm looking through my paper, they found what appeared to be crystal meth. So they arrested Mr. Clayton He got a ride in the back of a police car, did not have the marijuana in his lap in the police car. And where I think it's sad, but it's also kind of funny, is Chief Gilmore said, if you look close at the money, at the $100 bills, you could see that it says copy money on the corner. And there was about $13,000 worth of fake or counterfeit bills on him. So he did attempt to get bond. He was denied bond by municipal court judge Shoemake due to having previous felony charges. So Mr. Clayton did not receive bond. So I've just looked at that picture a few times with the $100 bills, and you know, it looks real. It does look real if you just glance at it, but if you look in the corner, you'll see that it says copy money on it. So, just kind of funny to me. We have some other news, of course, in there. We have a page dedicated to the Bay Springs Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, and the Heidelberg Lady Orders. Page 8 is dedicated to them. Have some photos, have a pretty nice game story, I feel like, that's in there. And then we have people done congratulation ads and things like that. So I appreciate businesses around here congratulating the teams, basketball teams, for making runs to Jackson. So, but we have other news. We have our weekly reports and things like that. There's several other columns and things like that in the newspaper. So make sure to pick it up. And if you don't have a subscription, come by here and get you one. Rates as low as $30 per month. Well, moving on a little bit, we have coming up on March the 12th, we have our Mississippi primaries, and I have the sample ballots here in front of me. I don't think there's anything too surprising, nothing extremely big. I don't think that we're going to get surprised or shocked by. But on the Republican side of things, you can vote for Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Donald Trump. Of course, the three above have bowed out of the race, yet they are still on the sample ballot. Then you have, for United States Senate, you have Gannon Burton, Dan Eubanks, and Roger Wicker. And then for the House of Representatives, the 3rd Congressional District, you have Michael Guest. On the Democratic side, you have Joe Biden, Joseph R. Biden Jr. He's the only one up for nominees on the president on the Democratic side. And then for United States Senate, you have Ty Pinkins. I don't think we're going to see anything shocking in Mississippi. I don't think we'll see anything shocking in Jasper County as far as primaries, but still go out and vote. I think that the primaries might not be interesting in Mississippi, but come November, things are going to be very, very interesting for the presidential election. So sound off. What do you think? If you comment, make sure to be respectful and things like that. But sound off on what you think. Is Biden unfit? Do you think he's unfit for the seat? Do you think that Donald Trump, you think there's too much baggage for him there to serve as president? Is there another candidate? Is there a Robert, is it Kennedy Jr.? I'm sorry. Should he try to make a run or someone else? I don't know. Sound off in the comments, so tell me what you think. Well, moving on out of a hot topic, political topic, to some baseball news. Man, I mentioned it earlier. Every time I try to go to a baseball or a softball game, it ends up either being canceled or moved or rescheduled, and I have not been able to go out all week. I planned on going Tuesday to a game, and of course, rain came, and then I was just said, well, I'm going to try to go Friday. Well, rain's come Friday, and games are getting moved and rescheduled and canceled and all that. But tonight, as far as I know, as of a few minutes ago, Mize and Stringer are playing at 6:30, and I plan on going to that game, actually, myself and James Pugh for the Smith County Reformer. We are both planning on being there, so it'll be good to get some coverage out and things like that, and get to see some high school baseball. I am excited for that as we move into March and April. So really cool there to be able to cover some high school baseball tonight. So Anyway, moving up a little bit to college baseball, we had the Mississippi State Bulldogs versus the USM, Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles. And I watched a little bit of it. I watched a little bit of that game and listened in and then read some recaps. Mississippi State, who's 9-4, they got 8 shutout innings from a combination of 5 relief pitchers to win their 6th straight game, 5-4. Against Southern Miss is Dakota Jordan hit a go-ahead home run to seal the win. He hit it off of Mr. Cross Sylvie, covered that kid a couple years ago. Mississippi State has now won 5 of its last 6 meetings against Southern Miss, 8-5 overall. USM, they jumped on Mississippi State early. They scored 4 runs in the first inning off of Mississippi State starter Carson Ligon. But Mississippi State come back and won that game 5-4 off of Dakota Jordan's bat. Well, Mississippi State, they're at home this weekend. They're having a 3-game series against Evansville. That series is scheduled to open up Friday at 6 p.m. while USM, they're on the road at a 3-game series. They go to Louisiana Tech, which is supposed to start on Friday at 6 p.m. You got at least one Taylorsville kid down there at Louisiana Tech. So be interesting to see what happens there. I haven't been able to follow college baseball much at all this year. I know Mississippi State, they've had a little bit of a rough go, and so has Southern Miss. I think USM fans are a little bit aggravated with hitting and things like that. So we'll try to follow it a little bit more closely, but Mississippi State and USM always seems to be exciting, but Mississippi State has gotten the better of the Golden Eagles the past few rounds. Well, that is all for today. I'm going to wrap this thing up quick, so make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News. Remember that rates are as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You can find links to this podcast at the Jasper County News Facebook page. They're pinned at the top, so whether you listen on YouTube, the Podbean app, which we are hosted on, Spotify, or other platforms, you can find those links there. I hope that you have a great, great day. Make sure to look for photo galleries of the Meisner Stringer game at Impact601.com and all of that. And again, I hope that you all have a great week. We'll see y'all next time.